The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We're looking at the findings of a research paper released by the National University of Singapore that has found that sale prices of new residential units are about 8% lower when senior executives of real estate development firms have informal exchanges while golfing. Real estate developers also tend to meet more frequently with other developers for golf games after land sale announcements, and informed bidders are more likely to acquire land at cheaper prices than uninformed bidders. The lower bid prices were converted into losses in land sale revenue of more than $147 million per year between November 2010 to May 2014, which corresponds to about a 0.2% of the government revenues and about 1% of the total land sale proceeds on average. Sumit Agarwal is professor at the National University of Singapore and the study's co-author. Professor Sumit, welcome to Influence and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you explain to us a little bit about the key questions that this study aimed to answer?
So we were just trying to find out if information, how information flows, and especially informal information. And in the past, I had done some studies specifically looking at the glass ceilings of women climbing the corporate ladder and shown that women, when they play golf, they're more likely to actually become corporate leaders. And here we were trying to see how does information exchange happen. And we found that actually, if you actually play golf, you're more likely to discuss this. And as a result, bids are slightly lower. And the key point here is when the bids are lower, that money actually translates into lowering the price of the apartments that the developers are selling. So the consumers truly end up benefiting from this kind of process.
The Real Estate Developers Association has dismissed your findings, saying even if there's an exchange of information, it's not a guarantee you will win the bid, and that real estate executives play golf quite often. So what is your response?
It's correct. I have nothing to disagree on with them, that it's not a guarantee that when information is exchanged that they will win the bid, which we also show that not all the time they win. There are other times when people who are not playing golf, they also win the bid. This is by no means claiming that they will always win the bid or they will always exchange information. We are just showing that when there is information exchange, potentially, that the bids are lower. But again, I am not blaming them. Look, there is nothing wrong they are doing by golfing or exchanging information if they are, and if the bids are lower. In fact, when the bids are lower, the consumers benefit. The government may lose money, but the government is a welfare maximizer. So the government should not care if they lose money as long as the apartments that the developers are building are better apartments and consumers who buy those apartments buy them cheaper.
Professor, when you conducted this study, did you adjust for external factors like interest rates or standby duties, for example?
Yeah, so essentially the way the design of the study is, I don't need to worry about those factors because I'm looking at two transactions that are happening within the same auction time. And one went through people who were actually playing golf together, another didn't. And I'm just comparing the prices of those two. That is essentially happening within the same couple of months. So all these external factors should not be affecting. But we have a litany of controls when we conduct this study. So it should not be contaminated from these things.
Does the study claim to have pointed the way to insider trading?
No. But I think this is another misconception. There is no insider trading. We can't show insider trading. We have no proof of that. All we are saying is there's an informal exchange at the golf course. We do that all the time. I could meet somebody and I could ask them, what do you think of this thing? And they'll give me their view and we exchange information. And that may help me because otherwise I may have a winner's curse. I may actually overbid and bid too much for the property, or bid too much to buy a car or anything. So these information exchange and formal exchange happen all the time, and they're useful, I think. So we don't claim insider information or collusion. Mm. We can't prove any of this. And that's not the point of the study. The point of the study is people exchange information. That translates to lower prices. That translates to consumer benefiting. And it also translates to neighborhood properties being a little bit cheaper. So the gains to the consumers are enormous. It's a win-win for everybody.
I wonder if you can touch a little on the spillover effects on properties in the neighborhood, given what you found.
Yeah. So essentially what happens is even the other properties, because this property that was actually bidded lower is selling lower and apartments are cheaper here. So other properties also cheaper. Most likely, I think what happens is those developers overbid for them. And now they get corrected because the price gets corrected. Because they overbid, they charge higher prices to the consumers. So now this property being cheaper, they have to correct their prices. So overall, the market benefits.
I wonder if you can share a little bit about your own experience. Some might wonder, this is your second research paper to do with golf. As you said, you know, the first one looked at women in the corporate world trying to climb the corporate ladder. And actually, you found that, correct me if I'm wrong, that women who played golf were more likely to rise up the corporate ladder. Is that right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, so the whole idea to me came when I was in the private sector.
You were a banker, correct?
Yes, I was a banker. I mean, I used to play golf a lot, just to actually learn things from other bankers about what they are doing, how things are going. And it's normal practice. I mean, you could actually have a cup of coffee and discuss these things. So it's not just golf. I mean, in a cup of coffee, I don't have the data to know who's drinking coffee with whom and what they're discussing.
Yes.
Even here, I have no idea what they talked about. All I can say is they played golf, and when they played golf, the bid is lower.
Right, right. And do academics play golf, or do they hover around libraries?
Yeah, I do play golf with other academics, and I actually also learn from them about things.
Fascinating. So from this study, what else are you interested in? What has this led you to think about when it comes to social networks and deal making?
Yeah, so I'm also thinking about other things. Does gender or race matter in golfing, or even house prices? So, I mean, we are thinking of a bunch of other questions to study. Again, the issue is to see how golf is a means of social interaction and how that affects outcomes. That could be for individuals, could be developers, could be anybody.
All right. And for the listener out there who wonders if this informal exchange really does sound like anti-competitive activity, what do you say?
I don't think so. Look, if we found evidence that the developers kept all the gains from the lower prices they bid, and they didn't pass it along to the consumer, I would be worried. But the fact they pass it along, quite a lot of it, to the consumers, and actually the neighboring property prices also drop a little, that tells me actually this is a good thing at the end of the day.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to your next study, Professor. Thank you for joining
us. Thank
you. Professor Sumit Agarwal, Professor at the National University of Singapore. We've been looking at a study by NUS Business School, which has found that sale prices of new residential units are about 8% lower when senior executives of real estate development firms have informal exchanges while golfing.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.